Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Please stand with me as we read the book of Mark chapter 12 verse 41 downwards. My message this morning is probably a one of one, and the title is Concerning Offerings and Tithes. Concerning offerings and tithes. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which made a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and said unto them, Jesus called his disciples. Verily I say unto you that this poor widow has cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living.
Now one man will be a ye be the mine. Now mammy and one be on your one yinara and o ye the mine.
Father, we pray that you anoint your word and bless your people. May we never be the same. We vow to give you the glory as always. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Patriotinacy.
Concerning tithes and offerings.
Yakasafa and to so do do any for a body.
Once in a while, a leader has to sit and analyze the finances of the organization he's leading.
There
may be people who are analyzing it on a weekly or daily basis, but once in a while, the leader must take a look at what is happening. This appears to be one of the cases where Jesus sat over against the treasury as people were bringing in their offerings.
Now, where to me, I say, be na yes, yeah, yeah. What's not baby, the uncle for you, my for you, I was sure said, no, my for
you. Look at verse 41.
Mumma, I am quite a neighbor, Kuno.
And beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much.
Was saying, I was sure, send an uncle for Eddie or my for you. Now, who said, one man, now one will be no AEB.
Jesus noticed that the rich people were giving a lot. I also want to comment on the fact that there were many rich people. May God raise many rich people among us.
Can you
say amen to that?
Amen.
Okay, and look at the next verse. And there came a certain poor widow. And when she cast in her offering, Jesus called his disciples and said something to them. Certain things about finances can only be told leaders or potential leaders. Certain things. So Christ said the following to them. You saw that poor woman. She has given more than all they which cast into the treasury. He didn't say this to the hearing of the rich people. Probably it would not have sat well with them. Because they had given much. But Jesus explained something interesting to his leaders. He said, all those who gave in much, they gave out of their abundance. But the woman, the poor woman, gave out of her want. In fact, she gave all her living, Jesus said. So there are three ways that people give. People give out of their want. They give out of their abundance. And they give all their living. Now, why do we give? What is the purpose of giving? Now, in the natural mindedness, the purpose of giving is to impoverish you, many people think. Because if you have 100 Ghana and you give 5 cedis, you now have 95 Ghana cedis. So when you have an opportunity to give, your mind can easily go this way, I'm losing money. But the purpose of giving is not to make you poor, it is actually to make you profit.
Hallelujah. Na se ekwanjaba da ho se wube yi a enye se e ma wa ye hia ni nemu e ma wadi ye.
Let's look at the Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 9. The purpose of giving is to make you profit.
Se ye ka se ekwanjaba da ho se yi bi ma ye ba wo sa kwanja na ama wo so ayemfa so ama.
Moreover, the profit of the earth is for all. The king himself is served by the field. So there is a prophet that must come to you. It's called the prophet of the earth. Now the prophet of the earth is for how many people? From this verse, the profit of the earth is for all.
So Ecclesiastes now say,
but how are you going to get your portion of the profit of the earth? Look at the verse again.
He
said, the king himself is served by the field. In other words, the prophet will come from the field. Now, if the field is harnessed and cultivated, it will bring more profit. But if the field is not well catered for, there will be bushes, and there will be nothing of profit to humanity. All of us here have got fields around our lives. Solomon said he saw the field of a man who was lazy. Nothing of value had been cultivated. And so he said his poverty will come like an armed robber. The profit of the earth, which is for all, will not come if you don't sow seed around your life. That's why the Bible says even the king himself will be served from the field. Even the man who appears to have much is going to have much more from the field. So when you look into your life, like a church,
sorry,
we are always being given an opportunity to give. We come to church, we hear the word of God, we hear songs, we give offerings. The giving of offerings is an opportunity for you to have the profit of the earth. God himself wanted something from humanity. And what did he do? He left heaven and he planted his son in the earth. And now he has got many sons around. The profit of the earth is in the fields. But you must put something into the fields. So I want to share with you how to give purposefully. Giving must be purposeful. Don't give because anytime the singers are singing, we give. Give for a clear purpose. The first point I want to share with you. Be ready to do the basic Christian duty. As Christians, we are supposed to give our tithes and our offerings. It's a basic Christian duty. When you give your tithes and your offerings, it generates certain things around your life. It causes your field to yield certain fruits. It causes the lines in life to fall onto you in pleasant places. Are you listening to me? So in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 and 11, the Bible tells us the Lord was asking his people to bring their tithes for a blessing. When you pay your tithe, God pours a blessing upon your life. In this life, it's the blessing of God that will make you rich. It's true. It's the spiritual dimension of doing well in life. It comes when God puts a blessing over your life. And this blessing that God pours on your life, as he said in Malachi, it comes when you pay your tithe. Now, when that blessing comes over your life, certain things will begin to work for you. You will have a lot in your life that you can spare. But you see, it's just like many good things. You have to do them consistently for a while before it appears you see the real fruits of what God is talking about. Because in my life, I wonder if I've had a blessing that I don't have room to contain. Has any of you experienced this promise of God in your lives? But there are a group of people who have been practicing this tithe for many years, in fact, thousands of years. They have paid them thousands of years, literally thousands of years. They are the most blessed people on earth today. We call them the Jews. Great scientists, mainly Jewish. Great financial people in very developed countries, Jewish. High percentage of millionaires and billionaires in America are Jews. Prize winners are Jews mainly. Nobel Prize winners. So I am thinking about this verse in Malachi, which says that God will pour forth for you a blessing you cannot contain. And in my personal life, every blessing I have, I can contain it. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So this is one of the blessings, and it appears that, have you realized that wealth is able to move from one generation to the next generation, it now, seems to stay. Sometimes when you go back, you will see a lot of seeds that have been cast on the field. So it's possible. So I'm just trying to be more practical with this verse and let you know that sometimes a man doesn't see the good because he gives up and he does not continue until the due season. There is a due season. There is a season due you at which certain things will begin to happen. But you need to keep generating this blessing of God. And some of us, this very promise, some of us, you may not see it in your life. Time. Maybe the next generation will pick it up. And then they will just wonder, how come everything we do does so well? It's because of mommy, because of daddy, because of certain things that have been sown, a lot of them into the field. This is why when a man's seed doesn't measure up to a certain number of millions, he has it too, but no egg gets fertilized. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So we need to keep at it, the basic Christian duty of paying our tithes and never give up in well-doing, because in due season, there is a harvest that we are going
Hallelujah.
To reap. Moreover, some of the blessings that God has already given us so far, if he should open your eye to see what would have happened had you not given, you probably will understand this verse more. Because some of the blessings that God has given us, they are not in financial form. They may be in health form. Yes. You have no idea that God has preserved your kidney from something, your liver from something, your spleen from something. And all these are blessings that he pours upon us. Because if you go out of your way to buy a liver, and all of us have got two livers at our backs. Here, I hear some people have got three. Wonderful. But you see, the price of a liver on the market will give you a certain idea that if God doesn't put money in your pocket, but he gives you a healthy liver or kidney, you realize that it's a blessing. God is enough. So I am using my mind to say, I don't think I've received a blessing that I cannot contain. But maybe it's because I don't know what I would have missed had I not been given my tithe. So this is not to fight against the verse. It's to let you know that there is more to this verse probably than meets the casual eye. Can I have an amen for the Lord?
Amen. So when you me extra eba, e ya ne jire dua ba ye dua no so. Na bi wo ho no ma eba awunto to aso me bi ho ento wara. Enu ti amra wutu awuntutu su odudu wi wa fore no. Na wo die dua ba bi wa sase bi su ani debide bi ni hushra ebeba. Se oba ni be me sia se wo mo bewo a. Obe ma no pompo a. Enu ma ba bebre no emu ba kopɛ na tumi ya me anawo. Na se pump no enyama nu ba bi a wose edrutumi ya eba e wo msa wo pump de enso pompia entumi woba na ne nyina mu no begina sedia wo pump na ho ode edru bisa wo se dua ba ba na wudua e wo topete ahe asase ba nsu na wudua bibi wo amada bi aye nsrama enhra bi wo ho a enkanwara e beka awonto to aso no na ya ne yebisa se urade wo se malakai wo be hyanya ma ye nya ba bi mfangu Ukraine is rebia bebe bia yenya bibi diye. Na bisa unwe, sa womra buwa na se, adia wanyamia bubu wabu umuisebi, ehu tu chima, anka ube yedeng. We dini ya wese wudi biara doktor bia anka se wachiri wubibida. Wini yari bia edi echiwa diye bia abra, we bisa unho. Se enu senka yedi itu sikasua, anka unya bebi mfengu. Enti nshana woshishenu. Ebetumi aba wa pomu dinu mu ebetumi aba nka kwanhie bia nka ebeto wa edie nimgwase ni owo bibra wo ni nyina ye nhira wo nyamede maye enye se ebie sikasemu anase bibia wo di wani behu no sunsumu so onyame ye nhira bi di ma wo ji ofi nyoma bi
Now God did not only promise us a poured blessing, he said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake.
Now when you mean kaso obeshia yenkuto wase, so what tamfu ne ba won chenso obeka nani mama. Hallelujah.
A devourer is a thief.
Na nia wo minim ne nyoma nya ne dia no yawi.
is something or somebody who takes away from you that which is yours. It appears from this verse that if God does not rebuke the devourer, you probably will not be as prosperous as planned. Are you listening to me? So as we walk up and down, there are devourers that are trying to take away from us. Some of the devourers, they come in various ways. I mean, something you don't expect happens to your house. You know, I was going somewhere up this hill yesterday, and then I saw a whole house being constructed. And the road had been cleared to a certain degree. And one of the guys who was involved in building said to me, he said, we hired a caterpillar to clear this road a little bit. The caterpillar went haywire and ran into somebody's building. And he said, look, we have had this small road we are trying to do out of our good-heartedness. Now we have to construct a whole room for this man whose house has been destroyed. Now this can well be a devourer. Because I've never heard of a caterpillar that has gone haywire before. Because they are so huge and they go sluggishly, very slowly. But apparently it could not be controlled. It went against the building, one room, and massacred the whole thing there. See, I don't know why it happened, but sometimes that's how devourers operate. You are trying to help, but there is a devourer on your life. At the end of the day, you have more problems trying to do a good work. And you wonder whether it is worth doing that good work. Are you here with me?
Yes.
So that may be a sign of a devourer at work. A devourer is a thief that takes from you unexpectedly and put all your plans out of gear. And you have to reconstruct the whole strategy. May God deliver you from the devourers of your life.
Receive it. Amen. Na sawa obrunsam yo nyame be kan nanim ne nyuma wo ye bi ni se ebi wo ha ha yan fa ni se wa ba so andem ne ye si oye be si edan ti obi an yi bi ni wa mansa so so fo mama 500 Ghana wo ko afia wa nu ba bia wo shockers over si po mebu wabu shockers over na bu e wo se wo koto shockers over ni binti mra wa se se wo dia for body ne ba no tu mi mba sa divor obrunsam na oyi adie wo bia wani na no ba ba chi wo sika ne dia kwese wo shockers over nu ma wo nya kwan fa mba mbe sa ne bi ho yo ma de so for si daniel heya obi twa kwan wa kofa caterpillar tu wo be twa kwan ye hu ne ye caterpillar bu afu eh wo bi dan mu santan wa bu no ene ti dan no obi dia dwen papa ye no afe dia kwa kwa ye eka dia ma na ebetumi aba se enye sa wo bonsam ya wo fa dia wo bia enye ne dia na wo fa wo breso wani na na bi na bi si ho a sika wo so wo mde ya dia na wo so mde kwa ya de foforo no mu ja ya de o mu ye na nsa.
Are you listening to me? Now, God also said a third blessing in the book of Malachi. In verse 11, he said, your vine shall not cast her fruit before the time. The value of a fruit goes up when it gets to the right level of maturity. So look into your life, child of God. Do your basic Christian duty. Pay your tithe. I said pay your tithe. Number two. Be ready to give out of your abundance. The Bible says, and many that were rich cast in much. To him that much has been given, much is required. But there are people who have much, but they don't cast in much. And there was one rich man who said something that I'm going to share with you. Billionaire in dollars. He said it that I should share it with you. He said, I should let you turn to Ecclesiastes 5:10. And then this billionaire in dollars said to me, He who loves silver shall not be satisfied with silver. Nor he that loves abundance with increase. This billionaire I'm talking about is Solomon. He said, if you have abundance and you love money, you will never be satisfied with that much of money that you have. This is why people may have much but don't give much.
It's
the love of money. The Bible calls it the root of all evil. Watch your life. When God increases your stock, do what the rich people at the service Jesus is talking about did. Casting much. Casting much. I see you casting in much.
I receive it.
Do you know that this building and all these buildings that we have, do you know that one person can build everything?
I receive that grace. What say?
This can well be somebody's personal property. Yes. Or you don't know that.
Now
I'm informing you. This is a group project. But there are people who are blessed, so blessed that they can single-handedly build such a structure. When God so blesses you, let your mind work like that.
Amen. I receive it. So when you shall ma wa dwino enye ehu adwuma sa.
I said, let your mind work like that.
Ma wa dwini nya adwuma sa.
It's a good way for the mind to work like that.
Eye ekwan pa se wa dwino be ya adwuma sa.
And by the way, you will not have done anything wild or strange.
Na wunya bibi ehu biara.
In the eyes of men probably, but not in the eyes of God.
Na woni pa ni so de ya be bon se mama se wa ya de na nya nyame.
Because God knows as much. He knows how much he has given you. He knows what you are able to do. And he requires of you to do it. So there was one man in the book of Luke chapter 7 who built a whole synagogue and dashed it to the Jews. That's what I'm talking about. To him that much has been given, much is expected. There was a man called Joseph of Arimathea. He had organized his life even to the point of death. He had chosen where he wanted to be buried on his death. But he gave his tomb to the Lord Jesus. He had much. He could afford to give the master much. But there was a man called Nabal. In 1 Samuel chapter 25. He had so much. The Bible calls him a great man. But he was not prepared to give David and his men a few loaves of bread with some protein and vitamins. He was not prepared. He lost his life. He had a heart problem. His heart became hard instead of flexible and pumping. He died. Then Jesus told the parable of the land of a rich man that brought forth plenteously.
Now, yes, you kasafa obi nasa sia edi no bae bebre bae.
But when the man became prosperous, he said, I will do this and I will do that. There was no contribution to the ministry or to the church.
Now, obi na no skani ni bi na no se menye sike meye we meye we meye we wan ka bibia la ya muadema asori no.
He also died.
Onu suye.
And do you know what Jesus said? He said this night, he said, God said, you are a fool. This night, your soul will be taken away from you. And who will all these properties belong to? So anytime God gives you abundance, look at the stories of people who had a lot, but they did not factor God into their allotness. Now, what do you have that was not first given you?
Merci.
Everything I have, everything you have, Paul teaches us, there is nothing we have that was not first given us. So let us allow God to stay at the rightful places in our lives. Lift your name
on. If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
These books were written by Reverend Ebu Hassan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Cash Shop next to UBA Bank. Takradi. Lord, I love to sing your praise.